Jose, I say, Jose, it's time to wake up.
Buenos días, señorita. My siestas are getting shorter and shorter. Hey, Michael, mi amigo, pay attention, it's Joe time.
So it is. Pierre, you rascal, you. Let's put on the show.
Mon ami, I am always ready, as you say, to put on the show. Oh, pardon, madame. That whistle was for my good friend, Fritz.
Ach, du lieber, I almost fell out of my upper perch. We better start the show rolling.
Wait, wait. We forgot to wake up the Glee Club.
Olé, olé, it's show time.
Welcome to another edition of Dave's Disney View podcast. To paraphrase what Sam the American Eagle would say, it's a salute to all things Walt Disney, but mostly Walt Disney World. A former cast member, a longtime lover of the parks, and an engineer who enjoys the magic and wonder of it all, Dave brings you his unique perspective about the Walt Disney World Resort. Now please remain quietly seated throughout our tour, and we ask that there be no eating, drinking, smoking, or flash photography. Our podcasters are frightfully sensitive to bright lights. So put on your virtual mouse ears, sit back, and relax, and enjoy the podcast.
Please stand clear of the podcaster. Por favor, manténganse alejado del David.
Now, as far as the winners, we were in the big room, and they were doing the big draw on who the winners were. So we're in the Fantasia Ballroom, and you know, they thanked us for coming out and everything. So you look around, and you've got all 550 teams sitting there, and well, most of the teams sitting there, and getting ready to hear the results. And it was interesting, you know, you look around and you see some faces you know. I mean, the Lou Mangiellos of the world, the Rick Briganti from Inside the Magic, other people like that. And these guys, you know, these guys live and breathe Disney. They're here all the time, and they're always investigating and checking things out. So I kind of half expected them to do really well. So Becky Klein is talking to us.
We are so excited to be here with you. This has been a fun event, and I'm glad you all survived. And I'm glad we didn't have to call any paramedics and things like that. We've discovered that we have this amazing knack for picking the very worst temperatures to have our events. I don't know how many events you guys have come to, but we managed to come out here for Magic and Merriment in December to the record low temperature in Florida ever. 2 days of it, I'm here looking for scarves and clothing, but it was like 22 degrees one morning. Also, I mean, of course, we did Destination D in Los Angeles back in Anaheim, and we picked the record high temperature in Los Angeles ever. It was 114 degrees in Anaheim that day. So, it's a knack, what can I say? So we apologize for things that are beyond our control, but, you know, that's how it goes. But you all did really great, and we have an army of volunteers in the other room finishing up the very, very last booklets. You guys did an amazing job. I'm really, really impressed with it, how well you guys did as a group. I don't have the results here yet, Laura will be here in just a minute, but we just wanted to kind of give you a little some interesting things. Some of the names that you guys came up with just were brilliant. And Graham Allen, who is kind of our guru of technology and devilish puzzles, has a very wicked sense of humor, and he picked some of his favorite names, so I'm going to tell you who we liked, and then I'm going to end with my favorite, which I think is the winner. Runaway Brains, cute. Metro Gnomes for the GNO. Too Fast, Too Pass. Miami Mice. Your locals, right? Yeah. Figments Pigments. Tom Morrow's Saturn Party. NCIS Walt Disney World.
That's good.
Cadaverous Powers. And then my favorite, not a name, because they have the great shirts too, was the Baloo's Brothers. Are you here, stand up? Do you have the shirts? Those are awesome. Very cute. Favorite names, and then we have some favorite, in grading these books, we we all thought you were very clever. We realized there were, you know, we could tell when you were guessing. Yeah, we could tell. And some of our favorite guesses we wrote down. So I think Graham and I both got a big kick out of this one. In Maelstrom, you had to go into, those who seek the spirit of Norway face peril and adventure, but often find, .. You, several of you put in death. Boy, I don't want to go to Norway now. Oh, here we go. What species made up Mama Odie's choir in the Louisiana Bayou? Somebody wrote Jennifer Hudson. Kilimanjaro Safaris. It says, please don't throw anything from your vehicle or the animals might. Well, our favorite answers were throw it back or eat you. And then, of course, this one is a no-brainer. What can you discover inside Reflections of China? Chinese people. Institute, what was Dr. Marsh's first initiative as Institute Director? Splash-tacular. And of course, we also loved all your little notes. You guys are so cute. Drive is broken. Phone was ripped off the wall. It's too hot to finish. I keep hurting. But I have to call out a special little notation here for Team 657. Are you guys here? Team 657? We loved your little color coding notes. They were so cute. Yeah. I don't know how much they helped, but they were cute. Just had to share. You guys were really great and genius. I heard somebody had a big book of study materials that they had worked on and brought with them and doing with it. So. I know a lot of you practiced up, and so we're really appreciative of that. We really like the fact that you're so excited about all these things, and we are too. So I am kind of fanning a little bit, waiting for those answers, but just wanted to know a little bit about the process of how we answer all these things. Of course, there's four books per team. Go to the four parks over 2 days. So we had a group here starting at 8 o'clock yesterday morning until about midnight last night, grading all of yesterday's books. And then we came in again this morning about 10 o'clock and started again. And as soon as the book started rolling in, it's really funny in there. It looks like somebody there taking SATs or something. They're all quiet and hunched over, all these, you know, wonderful cast members from the park. And they're running back and forth in bags. And people are coming running in. I've got Magic Kingdom. And then everybody checks it twice. So everything is checked twice. And then they hand it to the guys who add everything up. They're all the calculators, pushing buttons, and all that stuff, and piling them up on the floor, and sorting them out, putting them in spreadsheets. It's really quite amazing what we got going on in there. We should film that and show you next time. So it's really fun, and they work really hard, all these volunteers. So 2 full days is this group doing really, really good. Just about finished, but they're triple checking the very last ones because they want to make absolutely sure that this is completely fair and that there's no question about who won. So that'll be coming up in just a minute.
So Kurt, while we're waiting, just have to ask the basic question.
Yes, Dave.
Did you have fun?
I had more fun than a tornado in a trailer park.
There you go. Thank you, Mater. That was just a phenomenally fun time. I mean,
it was a great time.
It was grueling, you know, lasting, 3 hours in Magic Kingdom, then 4 hours in Epcot. You know, just And you had that break in between. I think we took about a 2-hour break in there.
Yeah.
And it was just grueling. By the end of that night, it was like, oh, great, we got to do this again tomorrow.
Yeah.
And the second day, it was 6 hours with, you only have 8 hours to work with because you can only go from 9 to 5.
Right.
And you got to get between two parks, and somewhere in there, you got to grab some lunch. So.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, it was so much fun, and it was so much fun to find all these things that you never even knew existed.
Oh, exactly.
You know, in the parks. And no matter how much of a trivia buff you are, I can't imagine that anybody could know all of the stuff that we found.
No way.
And the various places and all the details that Disney puts in. And it was more than worth the effort. It was fabulous.
So just as a reminder, you know, you can go to any plaque around the park, pick the fifth letter, the third word, and start building your own word phrase, and it'll describe the park.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
That's the way it works.
And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you have to go look at the book that I'm going to put online,
right,
which you'll see, so you can see what it was looking like.
I
have a couple of example pictures that go along with it, but it was pretty entertaining stuff.
But it was, you know, it was an amazing amount of fun, and I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Oh, me either.
And it was tough. It was Florida. You know, I did get into the low 90s in the afternoon. If you weren't used to it, like I'm from Boston, it could wear you down. But it was incredible. All the stuff we got to see and the people, too. Passing the other teams and sharing jokes and having a great time with them.
That really was one of the fun parts, is just being able to stop for a couple of minutes and just chat with people a little.
Yep.
Have a little fun, have a little Disney fun. And we I got to give a little shout out to Susan, who we ran into as we were going into Epcot. Susan was great. She asked us if we'd like to go to lunch with her. So we did. And we went over to Mexico, and we had a really nice lunch. What a great Disney community this is. You know, you can just run into somebody like that and just have that connection on some level.
Yeah.
And just have a little fun with it. So it's just good entertainment. And, you know,
yeah,
we had an opportunity to stand there and chat with other people at bus stops and tram stations and, you know, signing in, signing out.
Of course, you're all looking for the same stuff, so you all wind up at the same plaques and at the same locations and going the same way. But everybody was happy. I didn't see one person with a frown on their face.
Not at all. Sometimes it was a little vexing, and they'd be scratching their head.
Yeah.
But
there it is, you know, or
why didn't I see that? I'm such a moron. You know.
And then, you know, you're not really supposed to collude, but somebody would say an answer a little louder than maybe they had to, and alert another team. And you know, most people were not here to win. Most people were here just for the experience, and it was a great experience. There's no question about that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, this is the kind of thing. I would do this again. We were talking about bringing our own kids back, you know, individually, and just kind of doing it again with our kids just because it's that much fun.
It is.
You know, it was just so much entertainment to just walk around. I mean, I don't know that I'd want to do it again right away in 3 hours in a park. But to do it with my kids and, you know, do it over the course of, you know, a day. You know, one park might be really fun.
Well, I mean, if you're looking for it as if you're visiting the parks and you want to do this as, you know, something else to do while you're here, that's not really the way you should do it, because there's so much stuff to look up, so much stuff to find, and not enough time to do it. But, you know, you don't have time to ride the rides you want. You don't have time to sit down and eat during the course of when you're, you know.
No. I mean, you just barely have time to, like, get a soda or a water or something while you're going.
Right.
And maybe run to the restroom. And that's about it. Because that 3 hours, that time is just moving.
That time moves in a hurry. And a lot of the clues will be, you know, go to Tomorrowland and look at the Tomorrowland Terrace. And then go to Frontierland and then go to Cinderella's Castle and then look for the plaque, and you know, the clues will take you back and forth across the park. So, you know, obviously planning ahead as much as you can, but you can't get that. Once you get the book, the clock starts, so you don't get an advance, any kind of advance ways to do it, and so you really have to keep moving.
And you do, and you have that little struggle there. You know, like we were in Epcot. We were back by China, and we had 20 minutes left.
Right.
And for those of you who know the park layout and how it works, 20 minutes is barely enough time to get from there to the main gate.
And you're not allowed to run.
Right. So we're trying to move as quickly as we can.
And walk expeditiously.
But along the way, you're still trying to fill in the last couple of questions.
And you're trying to fill in, and you're reading them back and forth, and you're looking around as you're walking by for the easier questions.
Yeah, any one more thing you can get to just get another point.
One more thing to get another point.
And you get to that point and you go, wow, okay, we finished, and we turn it in, and In that case, we turned it in 1 minute before it was due.
Exactly. So we made it by 1 minute.
It's it's tricky.
Epcot.
And it really was amazing to be able to do that.
Team 3-8-1.
You guys are
awesome. 3-8-1.
Okay.
You guys broke the 800 mark. You know, you're all winners. You are all winners because you survived. All right. Second place winners. With 805 points, they only beat you third place by 1 point. Sorry. 805 points, team 3-1-2.
It's Lou.
Where are
they? Of course it is.
Now we come to the last one. First place in the 2011 scavenger hunt here at Walt Disney World with 812 points. Are you ready? Team 3.
Oh. That ruled us out.
3-9-7. Yeah. Unbelievable. Okay, who are you guys? Who are you? Dean Brumley, Wisconsin. Those people in Wisconsin know the scavenger hunt stuff. And you are? Brent, Wisconsin, from here, from Florida. Okay. And Dave from California. Burbank, San Francisco. Okay. Burbank. And Frank from California. Burbank. That sounds good. Amazing. Get your picture with Peter. Team 3, line 7. The winner of the Queen.
Now, one other thing on a more personal note for me. I got a chance to try out a couple of restaurants that I'd never been to before. In particular, the one that I got to try was the one sit-down restaurant in Epcot that I'd never been to. Now, if you follow my podcast and you went with me on the whole eating around the world or quest for food where I went tried to make it to every Disney restaurant on property in a one-year time span, the one restaurant I did not make into was the restaurant Marrakesh. It was a whole story about me and an old girlfriend and having a fight and the whole thing and whatever. So I never made it there. So I talked to Kurt and I said, you know, we should go there. That should be our like celebratory dinner after we do the event. So we actually went there and had dinner last night. And it was really good. I enjoyed the belly dancing show and the food was pretty good. It was a very entertaining time. And I finally made it to the last sit-down restaurant in Epcot that I'd never been to. And I'm just so proud of myself that I finally accomplished that after like 15 years now. So very, very good. I'm very happy with that. One other note for you. When we went to, on the second day, we went to Animal Kingdom and the studios for our two parks. So we went over to Epcot to have dinner over at the restaurant Marrakesh. So that would be the third park in the day. Then we went over to the Fantasia Ballroom at the Contemporary to hear the results. And it's still only like 9 o'clock, and the park doesn't close until 10. So we took the opportunity to go over to the Magic Kingdom and go around and ride a couple of rides there before we left. So we made it to all four parks in one day. It's the first time I've ever accomplished that feat. I know Kurt has in the past. I never had done that because when I was living here, there were only three parks. And I had been to all three in a day. And at various times, for various reasons, I've been to three parks in a day again. But I had never been to all four. I thought that was pretty cool. It was a nice little thing, nice little feather in my own cap to be able to go to all four parks in a single day. And it felt pretty good about it. So really good times, really enjoyed myself. I thought it was just phenomenal. Really had so much fun doing the scavenger hunt. I really hope that Disney continues to do these. I know it was a lot of work for them, but I hope they continue to do these because it was really, really, really fun. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I hope we get an opportunity to do it again. You know, I'd like to defend my honor and try and do a little better next time. Now that I know kind of what to expect, I think I'm in a better position to do it. One thing I'll tell you, if you ever decide you want to do this, we were a team of two. We found the teams that did the best were teams of three, because there's always a third person to kind of bounce ideas off of and get engaged with, where if you're a team of two, you know, sometimes you miss something or you don't have an extra set of eyes. I was also seeing that teams of four looked like they were just a little bit overwhelmed. It was four different people kind of going in different directions. Not necessarily a bad thing, because the winning team had four, but all the rest of the teams that were at the top seemed to have three. So just an observation. So I would really like to have three the next time I set out to do this. And hopefully I get an opportunity to do it again. So that is my podcast for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. I gave you a sense of what it was like to be out in the parks and doing these scavenger hunts. And I hope you really had a great time coming along. See ya.
Most of the music you're hearing on this podcast is from a friend of the show named Craig Brown. Craig does a number of things in the techno space. You can find Craig's music on myspace.com/soundA as an apple. And my thanks also to Doug over at geekacres.net for his rendition of a Jack Wagner classic. And now we've reached our destination in the 21st century. Yes, I know, it went by so fast. But don't worry, because the future is always in front of us. Thanks for riding with us. Please collect your personal belongings and step onto the moving platform. The platform and your car are moving at equal yet opposite speeds, so watch your head and step. If you have questions, comments, thoughts, concerns, or would just like to ask Dave a question about Disney planning or anything else, send him an email to davesdisneyview@gmail.com. And now, I gotta be moving along.
He's looking for a little more adventure. I'm heading for a little bit of fun now. He's hoping for a little more excitement. Time to be moving along. It's time to be moving along. Time to be moving along.